Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. A Zogby poll released on Tuesday shows President Trump leading Joe Obama Biden 40% to 17% among Arab Americans, as support for Biden and the Communist Party has collapsed in response. Well, they use the word Democrat. I use the word Communist. Same thing. In response to Biden's support for Israel, following the Hamas terror attacks on October 7th that saw Palestinians from neighboring Gaza kill. Now, these are Hamas. See, that's the other thing there. These Hamas are not necessarily Palestinians. That's the problem. You know, Palestinians from kill 1,400 and take over 200 hostages. 33 Americans were killed, and less than 10 are being held hostage. Yeah, I haven't heard of any of the Americans. You're right, Joe.
Yeah, somebody's covering it up.
Yeah, well, here it is. According to the White House, there you go. That's where it's being covered up. In addition, hundreds of Palestinian Americans in Gaza are not being allowed by Hamas to leave. He talks about a pro-Palestinian rally at the White House the day after Palestinians from Gaza slaughtered 1,400 Israelis. There you go. So,
well, do you know where most of the real big Hamas leaders are?
Yeah, here in America.
Some are here, and most of them are in Qatar. They have mansions. They're wealthy. They live in Qatar. Qatar, or whatever, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard it both ways. And they're quite wealthy, and they're living an opulent lifestyle, while the poor Palestinian people are living, poverty, probably, very crudely. And these people, there are a couple articles talking about how the U.S. government knows where they are, but we can't touch them because they don't want to upset the Arabs and the whatever. And they're sitting there, and they sometimes fly in and out. But it was amazing how many, all the big shots left before the incursion into Israel happened, and they're all safe somewhere else where they nobody's going to come after them. So that just shows the Biden administration knows who these people are, knows where they are, and you haven't heard them tell Qatar to turn them over, kick them out. You haven't even heard our government mention they know that they're there living a life of luxury. So you see the corruption we have in our government, folks, the lies, the deception, the deceit. This is a big game to somebody. Somebody's making a lot of money, and War Machine is putting out more and more product, making more money, the great industrial complex, military-industrial complex. So the people who like to make wars are happy.
Well, they are, and here that goes into another article here. Another news story. Top Zelensky advisor admits. Joe, what did we tell you at the very, very start?
Yep.
What did we say, Joe, about when we were sending all those arms over there to Ukraine? What did I not say that,
they
folks, it's going right on the black market? It's going right on the black market, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here you go. People at the highest levels of Ukraine's government are lining their pockets with cash as U.S. taxpayers prepare to fund yet another year of the nation's war against Russia. And an advisor to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said, Time magazine published a lengthy story on Monday about reporter Simon Schuster's recent visit to the war-torn country, in which he shared insights, and he said he gained into the morale of those leading Ukraine nearly 2 years after Russia invaded it. Schuster, remember, we told you, folks, They're selling this stuff. It's on the black market. It's going, you know, and, yep, well, Schuster followed Zelensky's back to Ukraine after he and his closest advisors visited the U.S. in September. He commented that Ukraine's president can't feel during the travels the global interest in the war was slackened. So has the level of international support. The reporter also spoke to an advisor who said that in spite of some international house cleaning in the Zelensky cabinet, theft is still rampant. There you go.
Well, you know where a lot of those people are living, those people from the Ukraine. They are buying houses in the French Riviera and other places around the world, Dubai, other places where the rich.
Are you there, Joe? Okay. All right, you. I lost you for a minute. No.
Oh, I was just saying that those people in Ukraine are living in places. They're buying big houses in Dubai and the French Riviera, places all around the world where the evil and wicked go. And, again, that's where all the money is.
Well, we're going to go and hear from General Flynn.
Oh, good. We got it up.
We'll be back right after this, folks. Go ahead.
Welcome back to Coming Attractions. I am your host, Joy Thayer. Obviously, your other host, Matthew Thayer, is not here with me today. I'm going to be joined by General Michael Flynn, who is one of my current time American heroes, if not just a hero of all times. He and Boone Cutler have come out with a book. This is why it's on Coming Attractions, even though it's not a film. They've come out with a book series on Citizen Guide 2, and this one is Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. We're going to be talking about that with him. We're going to be talking about what's happening with censorship, and we're going to share with you some things that you can be doing and empowering we the people to take our nation back. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. Like you were just saying, it's a crazy time that we're in. What's happening in your world, and what do people need to be aware of? What can we do?
Wow. I mean, that's a big question.
Joy.
I think that people need to understand that that we are experiencing a takeover of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And never mind what's going on in Israel. You know, I've been very vocal about this, and from really, God, even before Trump won in 2016. So, you know, I think everything that I've gone through in my life, my family and I, and everything that we've experienced, I look back on it all and I say, you know, it's, you know, maybe it's meant to be. It's not something that I would ever want any human being to have to go through. But, you know, I mean, even with what we're seeing happening in Israel and in the Middle East today with the just this vicious brutality of what human beings are capable of doing to other human beings. But these are just cycles of history that we've seen before, especially when it comes to, you know, the extermination of entire populations. I mean, you know, you've got these radicalized Muslim groups and in some cases countries that want to exterminate an entire race of people. Right. Now, but we went through that with Hitler, of course, in World War II. Stalin tried it in his own country where he eliminated, you know, he exterminated over 60 million people. Mao Zedong did the same thing in China. Communist China, Pol Pot in places like Cambodia and Laos and Southeast Asia. You know, we've seen the brutality of dictators in Iraq, in Africa, parts of Africa. So we're sort of in another historic cycle, but this cycle now affects the United States of America, and we have a group of people that are currently in charge of our country that hold all the levers of power. And we've become so complacent as citizens, and we still are complacent. I mean, there's still people that just, you know, they believe that I'm a Russian spy. That's how stupid mm-hmm. people can be. So you know, and we have people in, you know, in our own, I'd say, you know, sort of in our own group of, you know, our own network. I wouldn't say that it's a network that, that, that is a tight, tightly coordinated network. It's a network certainly that, you know, has a lot of people that say a lot of things, and they attack those of us like me. And there's a few others, Roger Stone's another one is a good friend of mine. And you, and they're, yet they come across as though they're conservative or Christian, and they're neither, they're fake, in both accounts. The other side of this too, is that there are people in this country that are conservative and Christian who still don't believe what's happening and still can't believe what's happening, and they won't believe what's happening. And they look at this as though, oh, well, you know, we'll get through, you know, this election, you know, nobody will vote for this in 2024. Well, I don't know if we're going to have an election in 2024.
Right.
I mean, I don't. And I don't say that facetiously. I say that very seriously, because a declaration of a national emergency is a very easy thing for a president to do, and even easier for a fake president to do. So, or a false president, right? He's not a fake person. He's just a false president.
Right.
So there's a lot of ridiculousness out in the media and out in the internet, that is one, you know, is one big distraction. And in the world of, you know, even people like go, well, I really, when they talk about me, they go, well, he really can't say what's really going on. You know, no, I am saying what's really going on. Our country is being taken over, and we are in desperate need of strong leaders to rise up, you know, through this mess, and basically hopefully get back, you know, get our country back on track. But it's not going to be by the people that are currently sitting in the White House or sitting in some of these really critical departments of government, like justice, defense, state, and clearly the head of our intelligence system. You know, these are people that are radicalized. I mean, extremely radical, and they're Marxist, and they believe in this globalist agenda. You know, what happened this weekend, most people didn't even pay any attention to it because everybody's, of course, foaming at the mouth over what's happening in the Middle East.
Yeah.
The UN and the World Economic Forum signed off on the acceleration of the 2030 agenda, the World Economic Forum and United Nations 2030 agenda, to accelerate it. They signed that agreement this weekend. So, you know, I mean, these aren't made up things. These aren't conspiracy theories. So people have to come to grips with this. And I think the American people that you know, listen to this show, are going to have to realize that, you know, stop saying, people need to stop saying, what do I do? What do I do? Well, go figure it out.
Right.
Go figure out what you have to do. Go knock on, you know, go to your county seat, go to your local sheriff, go to your local police chief, go to the next school board hearing, go to the next city council hearing, go to the next zoning board hearing, go find out when is the next election in your town or your parish or your county. Most people don't even know that. Most people have no idea. They just think, oh, elections are in November. So there, you know, there may be elections in November, but I guarantee, because I pulled it up yesterday across the country, there's elections going on all over the country.
Yeah.
All over the country. And they go on, you know, they go on in primaries, they go on in, you know, in other topics, other seats, like people that somebody gets sick and they can no longer be in office. And then they have a sort of a pop-up election. Hell, even dog catchers get elected in some places. People don't even care. See, citizens don't care about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't need help. What I think is America needs help. America needs help by slapping people across the head, sort of metaphorically, and telling them, get out of this brain dead stupor that we've been in, and stop acting like you know, like everything's going to be okay because of one election. It's not. It is not going to be okay. And the time for sacrifice that this country is going to go through is very real. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm trying to be very realistic.
Yeah.
You know, I just said what people need to do. So that's what people need to do. You know,
and Boone Cutler have put together some citizen guide books for us, the average American. You have taken all of your intelligence, all your skills, and said, here's a book for you if you want to know what to do. And now you've got a couple out, and you're going to be coming out with more. And so in here, you know, this particular one is on fifth generation warfare. You've got the new one that's talking about AI and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that we've been noticing a lot, and my realm is media and arts and entertainment and everything, but we've really been noticing a ton on censorship. Why is that such a key component in the art of war? And why do we need to be aware of that and then fight against it as people?
Yeah. So sort of days of old warfare, one of the, and in the, where there was some level of technology, what we used to do when we would go in and take over a country is the first thing we would take over is the radio and TV stations and telephone central offices. Mm-hmm. We did that. I've been directly responsible for doing that a couple of different scenarios that I was part of in my military days. So we would go in and if you were going to create or conduct a coup of a country, a takeover of a country, you know, the first couple of things you'd do is you would go capture or kill the leader of that country, and immediately at the same time, simultaneously, you would take over their TV and radio stations immediately. And I mean with large forces, and you would try to destroy the antennas that would communicate and, you know, all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So now what we have is we have a much greater application of technology, and it's of course global because we have a cellular and satellite network that is, I would say it's close to being impenetrable, with the exceptions of some real strongly dictatorial countries like China and Russia and Iran. Although even in those countries, people still get messages out. Mm-hmm. But so now if you try to take these over, there's such a network that you destroy this one goes to work for you technologically, right? So what then you must do is you have to censor. So you begin to target people, organizations, and whole countries when necessary, but certainly people and organizations, and you target those people and those organizations to censor them, to basically keep them to their audiences, right? Like this.
Yeah.
Like this. I mean, a show like this, if we didn't have, and I have really being back on Twitter now, X has been a great thing. I give Elon Musk a lot of credits, I guess, for opening it back up. And he just came out with a really strong statement this morning. It's a very powerful statement. And I agree with him 100% about these genocidal maniacs that we have on this planet. But like I said up front, we've had them a long time over the history of the world. So censorship becomes a problem. And one of the things that we wanted to do with that particular book and the second session, How to Fight Artificial Intelligence, is give people, that's why we call it a citizen's guide, give regular citizens the benefit of our decades of experience, Boone Cutler and myself, in the world of psychological operations and information warfare and intelligence. And there's elements of intelligence that are signals intelligence, imagery intelligence. You have even subsets of signals intelligence. You have electronic countermeasures, electronic support measures, electronic countermeasures. You even have inside of that, you have things like the use of certain different types of signals, and it's called beaconing or meaconing, you know, that you ping different things. There's so many things that are out there happening to us on a daily basis that most people just kind of look at and go, we're just, they just sort of, again, we're complacent. They just become sort of immune to it. So it happens so often. And yet, mm-hmm. what do we do about it? We don't do anything but complain. We have the House of Representatives right now is totally, completely broken. And they're totally owned by the corporate lobbyists and, frankly, by the globalists who own many of these people because they've been compromised some of these what they call CODEL trips overseas, where these members of both the House and the Senate get compromised by sleeping with children. And they compromise. And these are real things. These are very real things. They get them caught up in the world of big bucks, big money,
right?
And big bags of money and gold and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden they're owned. I mean, we just mm-hmm. saw this with the senator from New Jersey who was stuffing cash into his suit coat. And
already there, we're back. You know, Joe, this is exactly what we've been telling people for the longest time about the Democratic Party and its pedophilia. It's like Flynn said, we've known that. Boy, you won't see one word of that in NBC, ABC, CBS. And, I mean, they really, or Fox. Well, actually, when Tucker Carlson was there, he actually brought but we brought it out. I mean, we brought it out years ago. It's been going on for a long time.
This has been going on a long, long time. And the everything he said on there was stuff that we've talked about on this radio program. And just coming out from another source. And like he said, he's fighting back after what they did to him instead of running and hiding. He's a man of faith. He's going out and fighting back with the weapon of truth, right? And faith.
Right. I've got an article here. Macron pledges to enshrine abortion in the French Constitution. That's right. In the 2024, women's freedom to have abortion will be irreversible, the Post concluded. So in other words, he wants to amend the Constitution to do what they're trying to do here in Ohio with Issue 1. And here's what would happen if Issue 1, if they pass Issue 1, Joe, here in Ohio, there would be absolutely no regulations on abortion at all. No regulations on abortion. None, okay? Two, Joe, it will legalize prostitution. It can legalize pedophilia. It will legalize child prostitution, Joe. The way that these corrupt, extremely corrupt ACLU lawyers, the way they framed this, they left these doors open so where you could take it and have that. And once it's in that Constitution, it's they want to make America worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. These people are evil. They're evil as evil gets. And they've been bringing in all kinds of dark money from all over, from California, Soros. They're spending $60, $70 million and false television ads. I mean, and these television ads are completely misleading. Joe, it's unbelievable how corrupt they've got here in Ohio. This is why people out there, you have to understand something. If this here is passed, it removes all parental rights. This is one of the reasons now you're seeing the pastors, a lot of the pastors now that before you couldn't get them to get up and moving. Now they're out there. They're concerned now, Joe, because it hits them at home. You see, these pastors, like you and I, they're parents too. You know, our kids may be grown, but a lot of these pastors, their children are still children and grandchildren. And this would affect our grandchildren. And so here, it completely removes all parental rights, all parental rights. Now, if there's one of you lying ACLU lawyers out there that will have the guts to come on and sit across from me, I'd love to have you do it. My phone number is 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. You're lying. You're lying to people, and you know you're lying to people. Okay? And remember what the Lord Jesus said, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers. Okay?
Well, that's
Joe, and also...
We told earlier about the attorneys, all the, you know, the judges trying to get rid of all the conservative attorneys and judges.
Oh, yeah. They are. And, you know, well, Trump...
Bible verse.
Trump managed to appoint a number of conservative judges. We praise the good Lord for that.
Yeah.
And so also, it allows minors, Joe, the way this is worded, to assist in baby killing by abortion. If that's the way that that thing is worded, Joe, that let's just say you've got a 13-year-old daughter and she decides she's pregnant and she's got a girlfriend who is willing to help her, another 13-year-old, abort the baby, however they may want to do that. I mean, these, believe me, this is sick.
Right?
Yeah, this is sick. And these are, this comes right from the pit of hell. Right from the pit of hell, okay? And I got to tell you, when I go by out there and I see a sign in the yard of someone that says, vote yes to me, that person right there in my mind, if I ever see that person, I am going to let them know very clearly just how sick they are, okay? I will let them know what God's Word, the Bible, has to say, okay? What God's Word, the Bible, has to say about pedophilia, what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about abortion, what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about harming children, you know. So you very unclean people with those yes signs in your yard out there, you better hope you don't run into me, okay? Because if you do, you're going to get the Word of God. It's going to burn your hair off. No. Here, I mean, it makes me so angry, Joe. What makes me so angry is to see how they harm is what they're doing to the children.
Sure.
How they're harming the children.
Amen. I was just thinking, you and I, you haven't read that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. We preach the truth. We preach the gospel of Christ, and it is a sword that cuts.
Absolutely. It just makes me so angry to see these people. They're bloody people. They're bloody people. And I noticed something, too, where we've gone through in the countrysides out there where the people live. You've got, and here in Ohio, nothing but no signs, but where the wealthy Democrats, where all the wealthy Democrats live, they're all yes signs. There they are being above, you know. It's just unbelievable how wicked it is, Joe. And I'm changing the name of Chagrin Falls to Chicken Falls. From now on, I'll only refer to Chagrin Falls as Chicken Falls because I go through there and they have all those so many yes signs out there. So from now on, forever, it'll be Chicken Falls. And if anyone wants to refer or talk about it other than Chicken Falls, I won't talk to them about it. I won't discuss.
Well, almost sounds like you're insulting a perfectly good chicken.
Well, you know, that's...
But you have to have something...
It is what it is.
Right, I know.
So, anyhow, no, this is makes me so angry to see the way that they're lying to people, to see the way that the ads that they're running on television, how they're lying through their teeth, to see the ads that they run in the paper. The flyer I got in the mail from a wicked, wicked woman, and I said her name, I don't know what it was, but had her picture on the front of it, talking about how she cares, and she is a pediatric, how she cares so much for children that the best thing you can do, she loves them so much she wants to kill them. That's how wicked these people are. In fact, Joe, again, folks, let me tell you, just listen, tell everybody you know. In Ohio, vote no, vote no, vote no, vote no on issue one. Let everybody know that. Or you can end up like, well, like this. Play that clip about what's going on in Canada. And folks, by the way, I got to tell you this too. There's going to be maybe 90 seconds in there where a Russian officer, military officer, is speaking, and he's speaking in Russia. But what he is talking about is the fact that he could not believe when he was told how about farms in Ukraine where they're raising children, they're growing children and raising children to sell their body parts for their organs. Okay, but go ahead and play that clip.
The Trudeau regime is expanding Canada's assisted suicide laws to include babies, allowing doctors to euthanize young children for profit. Canada's diabolical medical assistance in dying program, known as MAID, was sold to the people as a humane way to end the lives of elderly people with no quality of life who no longer wish to be a burden. But in reality, MAID is a eugenics death cult designed to depopulate society of citizens who are more useful to the government dead than alive. Klaus Schwab wasn't joking when he said he had completely penetrated the Canadian government and the people of Canada were now under his control. Critics warn that an infant is not capable of making life and death decisions, meaning it can't consent to assisted dying as the Trudeau regime is claiming. Young children want to live, eat, play and be held by their parents. They don't want to be told that they must die by ghouls like Dr. Louis Roy, who is advising the state-sanctioned eugenics program.
Third, minors from 14 to 7 years of age, nearly 18, the committee recommends, and the board of directors supports as well, that these minors could, with their tutors or parental parent, could make a request for MAID based on the level of persistent and intolerable suffering that they may experience and become unmanageable and senseless.
When should babies die, according to the Canadian government? When they are suffering from existential suffering or when they are very fragile?
You know, sliding into existential suffering or emptiness, who are very fragile, whose physical abilities are so debilitated that the very fact that they're still alive becomes a real strain on them. So we feel that this is a topic that's a sensitive one, of course. People in general aren't quite sure how to approach this. We don't have a clear answer for these cases, but we would like to continue researching this with specialists and with Canadians in general.
Infants under 1 year can't possibly choose to die or request medical assistance, so the name doesn't exactly suit the situation. Instead of assistance in dying, infants will be murdered for the convenience of the parents and doctors who no longer want to deal with problematic babies. But it gets even worse. There are other even more disturbing reasons for this program being promoted. After this quick break, we will expose the real agenda of the globalist regime and why they are waging war on our children. The globalists are committing state-sanctioned infanticide, so the MAID death cult can exploit the selling of children's blood and organs to international VIP elites. Let us lay out the evidence for you. Quebec's College of Physicians proposal attempts to sound sensible by referring to babies who suffer from unbearable pain, with euthanasia approved by a doctor and consented to by both parents. Will this safeguard protect infants from ill-considered euthanasia decisions? Not necessarily. Consider Dr. Green, a MAID enthusiast who's already euthanized over 300 Canadians, and she's not afraid to admit that she loves her job. She is pictured here holding an uncomfortable-looking infant. A CTV News profile of Dr. Green published in April last year couldn't be any creepier. When medical assistance in dying, dubbed MAID, became legal in Canada in 2016, Dr. Green was exhausted from 20 years of doing maternity work and was looking for a change. So she switched from beginning-of-life care to end-of-life care. One's a delivery in, one's a delivery out, said Dr. Green. They're similar in terms of they're both incredibly intimate moments. They're milestones in someone's life. They are intense. Dr. Green has helped some 300 people die in the last 5 years and says she doesn't feel burned out. Quite the opposite. Dr. Stephanie Green found her calling and she's not feeling burned out. Quite the opposite, in fact. And she admits to experiencing intense emotions administering euthanasia to her patients. What are the chances that doctors such as Dr. Green, who love the intense emotions they're experiencing while euthanizing people, would safeguard the lives of infants? You tell me. The infants euthanized by the likes of Dr. Stephanie Green are not considered valuable enough to live. However, they do have valuable blood and organs that can be harvested by the WF-infiltrated state and sold for huge profits on the international market. The People's Voices spread the word about Ukraine's prominent role in the international child organ and blood trafficking network, and Canada is now emerging as a major player. A study published in the December 2022 issue of the American Journal of Transplantation found that Canada is leading the world in harvesting organs from those who were euthanized by the government. While euthanasia is not a well-paying procedure, usually performed by enthusiastic doctors like Dr. Green, who love their job because of the intense emotions they experience when ending lives, organ transplantation is a thriving and big-money business, benefiting doctors, surgeons, and hospitals. A whistleblower who worked for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe revealed in a video interview that Ukrainian Nazi groups are harvesting the organs of children in basement labs that are being discovered after the buildings are destroyed by Russian strikes. According to Vera Vayman, who shared her testimony about what she personally witnessed during her time in Ukraine, the children are shipped out of the country under a grain export code. Warning, this is very disturbing information.
Стували лабораторії у защитників України. Це нацбати, а вони, відповідно, займалися, вони отримали процент зі зділки свій, і вони займалися тим, що вбивали дітей. Органи вони поміщали в контейнер, контейнери далі продавалися, відповідно, і під кодом, експортним кодом зерна вивозилися. Ми ліквідували 8 лабораторій, а вони представляли из себя нечто похожее на то, что мы называем подвалами. В основном мы уже были после зачистки. То есть, когда лаборатория была обнаружена, и, как правило, там это было после взрыва. То есть, мы заходили на пепелище, там были трупы, там были дети. Препарированы. То есть, детки были разрезаны.
Russian soldiers have also reported finding evidence of the illegal export of children's blood and organs for international VIPs.
Моя группа, да, получается, собирала детей по изюму, маленьких, от 3 до 6 до 7 лет, и привозила именно вот в этот пункт. Там их раздевали на первом этаже, а на втором... На втором их разбивали. Как ненужный материал, их просто хранили там в ямах или куда они вывозили.
According to the Kremlin, the Kiev regime has been earning hundreds of millions of dollars per year by raising children in degrading factory farm conditions and selling them to the highest bidder on the international market. No questions asked. It is understood that most of the buyers are VIP paedophiles with elite connections. As these children don't have identities or official papers, they are a paedophile's dream because in a legal sense, they don't exist. Just as Western mainstream media was complicit in its silence about Ukraine's child factory farms, even attempting to dismiss the evidence as the latest Russian disinformation campaign, they are now running cover for the Trudeau regime, attempting to cover up the evidence that the state is murdering its own children for the benefit of the elite. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite.
All right, you know, Joe, like what they were saying, for that, when you had those people speaking in Russian, obviously, this was a video, and upon the video, it had the words what they were saying. And basically, what they were saying is that they were raising these children in these factory farms, and selling them, all over the world. But the vast majority of them got sold here in America. We've been telling you for the longest time, Jeffrey Epstein was just the tip of the iceberg. Jeffrey Epstein, where you had pictures. We sent out flyers on one of our newsletters maybe a year or two ago, where you had Jeffrey Epstein there with Bill Clinton. You had Mr. Gates in the picture. You had all of these people that you know, they were out in the water, up, you know, up, yeah, water up there.
What's his name over in England? Yeah, he was one of the visitors.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of those. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Roberts.
Roberts, okay. Was there too.
Yeah, so you had all of these people. Now, it's not, now they're not all Democrats. There's the rhino pedophiles too. You have rhino pedophiles too. But the vast majority of them, the Democratic Party is flush with pedophilia. And this is what we've been trying to tell you people. These people that are behind this issue one, they're the very same people, that are behind the child sex trafficking folks out there. It's what we're trying to tell you. And you need, because see, we don't have the money that they have to spend. And they have NBC, ABC, CBS, all the mainstream media is going to be with them because of what it is. It's horrible. And so we don't have the money to buy all this ad times that they have. They're outspending us 3-1. So we have to depend upon you folks. You folks got to get the word out. You got to tell people, with no uncertain terms, what is taking place here. And so
talk to people at work. Talk to people at church. Talk to your family members. Talk to your, you know, neighbors. It's really got to, you've got to get involved and do something, because we can counteract their money. But think about it. We were talking years ago that, remember telling the listeners out there, a state should have set something up if something's a state issue or running for office. Let's say you're running for senator in Ohio. Only Ohio residents should be able to donate to political campaigns, because you're voting for somebody to support Ohio. Why would, you know, California money, New York money, they're going to influence campaigns and candidates that would not really support Ohio values. Otherwise, that money wouldn't be pouring in. Same thing with money coming in on an issue that is important to people in Ohio. Here's all this outside money, you know, financing this issue that's anti the values in the state of Ohio. And the people have got to realize we've got a system that is played. And, you know, your vote, your word, you can change things. This is a still constitutional republic if we can stop this communist revolution. And you elect people that will, you know, put things like this on a ballot issue, give you a reason to vote.
And you've got these abortionists, these baby-raping, child-molesting abortionists here in Ohio, Joe, that are, some of them are giving over $150,000.
Okay, well, they make good money killing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like that one lady in Canada, she enjoys her job.
She's no lady. She is no lady, believe me.
I couldn't think of her name. Yeah, this female, and apparently she's got an easy job, doesn't have to work too often, and still makes a lot of money, and so she just enjoys killing
people. Well, if you could have seen her in that video, this baby looks maybe like maybe a year-old baby. She's holding us, and she's got this look in her eye. I'm going to kill this child. She has this look in her eye. I'm going to kill. This is the power I have. I can't touch God. I can't touch God. And all I can do is make most men miserable. But I can kill this baby, the very image.
Yeah.
That's what's behind the feminism. They're wicked people, unclean people. And so, you know, there you
well,
go.
You and I, we're in the military. We knew a lot of soldiers, we met a lot of different people, and I knew some pretty tough guys, brave and tough, and were willing to die and fight. I can't think of one of them that could have killed an innocent baby. It was just they couldn't have done it.
No, I know it. And that's why, Joe.
Guys, Rangers, all kinds of people in the special ops group, gunship pilots, all kinds, not one of them men that I ever met really could have killed.
That's why, Joe. That's why when an abortionist goes to prison, they have to put him in isolation, because even the pedophiles in prison will kill an abortionist. They are looked at
bottom
as
of the barrel, huh?
Right, at the absolute bottom of the barrel. And so when they go in there, they do everything they can trying to conceal You know, they'll pay guards, do whatever thing, anything they can do to keep people from knowing what, why they're there. And so there you go. That's what's going on. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, too, because here, these real, the real notary abortionists out here, one of the reasons they have such a high alcohol problem, drunkenness, and they have a major problem, these abortionists, with beating their wives, with abusing or even killing their wives. But one of the things I heard one of them saying,
they can't be happy people.
Yeah, well, one of them one time was talking and was saying, you know, here in our circles, everybody tells me, yeah, all my so-called friends tell me, you stay up, you stand for choice. But you know what? They don't invite me to a lot of their parties. They don't invite me to weddings. They don't invite me to these things, okay? In other words, they want me to do their dirty work.
That's right.
So, anyhow, boy, you know what? What
just
time is
like
it?
A paid whore, a paid mercenary, a paid, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what they are. They're a paid killer, and somebody wants the job done, but they sure don't want to bring them home and introduce them to the family and their neighbors and friends, right?
Right. We're living in very, very turbulent times. We're living in what the Bible calls, we're here now live exactly the way God's Word, the Bible said, and this is called the evil day that we're living in, or the Lord Jesus said it's the time of sorrow, it's the evil day, and that means, folks, that, again, we're right on schedule. You know where we're at. We're seeing it. All of these things, everything that those on the left, and by the way, the Bible tells you very clearly, too, as we're going to get to that this week, about those on the left. The Bible says those on the left, in Matthew chapter 25, will be gathered, bound, and cast into a burning lake of fire. A burning lake of fire. Now, those that hold to all of the policies. Now, they may laugh and snicker and say, well, you know, we don't believe in God, or if we're going to have a God, he's going to be one that does what we want him to do, right? Well,
right, yeah.
That's
create a God. We'll create a God, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, anyhow, they're in for an extremely rude awakening. But folks out there, if you're listening to me right now, and the only remedy for sin is repentance. Repentance. If you have not, see, the time will come. The time will. This will happen. It's going to happen. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus, because you're either saved or you're lost. There's no in between. You're either saved or you're lost, and it's not a tragedy to die, but to die in your sin. It doesn't get any worse than that, because guess what happens? When you die in your sin, that's forever. And the Bible says this, a very just and a very holy God, and a holy God must punish sin. A holy God must punish sin. And folks, if you die in your sin, you're going to be in for an eternity of torment. You say, well, I don't necessarily believe it. Well, you're free to believe whatever you want, but I'm telling you, what God's Word, the Bible, the greatest source of information, and the only absolute authority. It is the only absolute authority in existence. Now, you can believe whatever you want. Some say, well, we've made some new gods out of AI. Well, folks, you can do whatever you want, but let me tell you something. It's not going to work. You got to understand something. For the last 6,000 years of history, for over 1,800 prophecies, God's Word, the Bible, has an absolutely perfect record, folks. God's Word cannot be broken. God's Word cannot be broken. Do you understand? It's very, very difficult, because people have been brought up in indoctrination into hedonism today. But here's what I'm telling you very quickly. Here's what you need to do, because you're going to die, and by this time tomorrow, millions of people that are here in this world, millions, millions, will not be here. Their soul will have been required of them. The vast majority of them have no intention of dying, not thinking about dying, but of course, that's not their call. You could be one of those out there. You are not promised it tomorrow, or even 5 minutes from now. So what you want to do is you want to be sure. And so what you want to do is you want to do exactly what the Lord Jesus says to do. You need to call upon the Father. Now, Christ died. He suffered horribly, horribly, more than any man ever suffered. And he took your place. He took your place. And you say, well, I didn't ask him. It doesn't matter. You are good, guilty. Your blood guilty. God says your blood guilty. And that's what matters. And so what you need to do is you need to pray to the Father and say, Heavenly Father, Lord God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me. I didn't realize my sins caused Christ to suffer. And he took my sins. He took my place upon that cross. He didn't have to do that for me. He didn't owe me anything. And so, Father, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. And once you've done that, God will honor that. And then you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely and totally, with no reservations at all. If you do that, he will honor that. But he's got to be first. Like he says, he's got to come before mother, father, brother, sister. He put you first when he took your place as a substitutionary death. Now you have to put him first and foremost. And if you'll do that, then one, that will be the most important thing you've ever done. You will never do anything that means as much. Two, you will be on the road to immortality. That's right. That's what I said. Immortality. Why do I say that? Because that's what God has said. That's what God has said. And when that happens, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, don't get any better than that. How much time do I have? Am I right on all that, Joe?
You are absolutely right. And the longer I live, the more proof I see of that very fact. There's the supreme judge of the universe, the creator of the universe, who created us physically, spiritually, knows every thought we've had, every word we've ever spoken, knows what we're going to do tomorrow. And people trust, decide they're going to rely on their own thoughts and judgment rather than his. I call that the most foolish thing in the world.
And so, again, it's imperative. When the preacher gives an invitation, the preacher is simply the messenger. The invitation is coming from God himself. Now, he may give you another invitation. If you don't respond, you may get another chance. You may get two other chances, or you may not get another chance. You may run out of tomorrow's tonight.
Tonight, yep.
And that is a horrible...
We've lived long enough to see that, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We certainly have. And that's a horrible, horrible thought, okay? And this is why it's so imperative that we witness to as many people as we can witness to. Well, we're up against it. You know, we're at that point that we come to every night at this time where we say, good night, right? And we say, God bless, right? And then we say, always, and I do mean always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.